The name of this band is Death, and they're often described as the first black punk band.
See, we grew up in the black community, so at that time, people were tuning in to like groups like Earth, Wind & Fire.
And, you know, here we are in the middle of all of this playing rock and roll.
And, I mean, it was just, it wasn't a rock and roll culture. White boy music.
You heard from Bobby and Danis Hackney in a clip from the film A Band Called Death. The film tells an unbelievable story about how the band languished in obscurity for decades before stumbling into sudden fame. When Death began playing Detroit clubs in the 1970s, no one was prepared for the proto-punk sonic attack the brothers unleashed on stage. But drummer Danis Hackney says they were just playing the music they loved.
When people say, oh, you know, you pioneered punk music and you did this and you did that, we weren't trying to pioneer anything.
Yeah.
We were just fighting for our identity.
That's right. And, you know, back in the 70s, if you call somebody a punk, I mean, that was fighting words. You got a bloody nose for that.
That's Bobby Hackney, bassist and vocalist. His lyrics captured the political rage that typified the punk movement.
The number one biggest game is when the kingdom of fame is like a race at the top because they want to be boss. They don't care who they step on as long as they get along. Politicians in my eyes.
In 1975, Death looked like it was on the brink of a record deal. But the band had a problem. Bobby Hackney says a record company executive told them this.
You guys might have a record deal. If you are willing to change the name.
But the late David Hackney, the band's guitar player and leader, was unwilling to change the name. In a decidedly punk move, Dave said he wasn't going to sell out, so they put out their own 45. But it never took off. David Hackney died in 2000. But before he died, he told his brothers one day the world would come looking for their music.
Tell me, what do you guys think of all this attention you're getting right now?
It's wonderful. We love it. We love it. But you know, it's what our brother David predicted, and that's what kind of makes it weird. I keep looking in the corner to see Rod Sterling smoking a cigarette, talking about the Twilight Zone.
In 2008, a friend of Bobby's son was raving about some great music she discovered. Turns out, it was his dad's band. Bobby Jr. had no idea about the band Death.
I just couldn't believe what I was hearing. Like, my eyes started to tear up. The hairs were, like, standing up on the back of my neck. I started shaking.
Or am I freaking out?
Death's story spread like wildfire, and the documentary was soon underway.
Hey,
yes, sir.
My brother. Yes.
At a screening of the film, Stephanie Christian says she sees her own life reflected in the band's story.
Me being a black rock artist, like, this just solidifies that what I'm doing may not necessarily be everybody's cup of tea, but I'm not going to stop doing it because it's what I love.
The remaining brothers are now on tour, promoting the movie and opening for bands like Metallica. And they give a lot of credit to their late brother, who stuck to his punk beliefs.
Sitting here in this chair today, I'm saying, thank you, Dave. I'm glad that you didn't want that for us.
Yeah. The only bittersweet thing is that we wish that he was here to share it all with us. And he is with us in spirit, but we just wish that he was here, you know.
For Michigan Radio News, I'm Mercedes Mejia.